Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Hello, once again from me, Esther. You are on Radio Pulpit, your companion, even your daily companion in a search for meaning. You have found it. This is a beautiful platform where we hang out together and edify each other. The Lord bless you, and the Holy Spirit guides, help you, nourish you spiritually, physically, mentally, and financially. And may you be blessed in that you see the presence of God in your life, that you live what the Afrikaners would say, a gear of the presence of God. You can see the presence, its power, its authority, and you earn this. You know, every general, whether it's an army, whether it's any law enforcement department, you earn your position or the stripes that they put on you. You don't just get them or you don't just arrive. The Lord takes us step by step, and we get tested from every area of our lives in the same position until we learn to be humble. And the Bible, remember, says, humble yourselves, humble. God doesn't humble. When he humbles, it's a most painful thing. The Bible says it's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of God. It's a very painful position. Many people make it. Many people cannot make it. Nebuchadnezzar is a classic example of being humbled by God. It took him 7 years, but he lived as an animal, and God had to humble because his problem was pride. He had grace in many instances. He's one person who was used by God to go and abase, even humble Israel out of their what? Disobedience, rebellion against God's will and purpose and the written word of God, because they had prophets, because they had the word, and you know, the foundation of the word is on the, it's built upon the foundation of the prophets and the apostles. So, they had the prophets, and yet they had proof of God's presence and God's power, and yet they were prideful, and their greatest sin was rebellion against God's will, which made Saul and his entire lineage to lose out on the kingship. When Samuel was rebuking him, I just want to show you, rebellion against the word of God, it's a serious thing. Samuel had told King Saul specifically, do not do this and this and this, do this and this and that. And Saul, because of wanting to do what? Please people. Are you people's pleaser? Or are you what they call seeker-sensitive minister who pleases people? Or I will not teach people about sin. Who? You know what the Lord Jesus would say to everybody? Do not go and sin again, or else something worse will happen to you. And to the Pharisees, even teachers of the world, or of the time, or the world of the time, he would say, you will die in your sins. You will die in your sins. And the very fact that you claim to be knowing, and yet you are not walking according to what? The will of God, which is in the word, because they had it. And they put it all around their heads, their arms, and what they call philanthropies and all that. The Bible says you will not do anything outside the word. Remember John chapter 12, verse 48, the word shall judge you. The Lord Jesus says, the very word I'm speaking to you will judge you in the end. So even Israel was just because of what? Rebellion, disobedience. Unto this very word, Saul lost out. Prophet Samuel said, you would have been established in the kingship and leadership of Israel, you and your family or clan, but you have been discontinued. Your leadership, your kingship has been discontinued. Look at the lineage of David. And he says, God has found somebody better. God has found somebody better. And rebellion, the Bible says, is as a sin of witchcraft. And the Bible says it is better to be obedient than to sacrifice. Why be disobedient to the word and go back and think you're going to go and pray? If you know the truth, there are very thin lines of which to cross. Very, very thin. There are times when you are caught off guard, of course, and you've done a mistake. God knows your heart. But if you are in this period where we add practicing outside the word of God and you know it, you must know that you've already taken your own decision to cut yourself out of what? The linkage and this intertwinement that I'm talking about. This is in John chapter 15, because without the Lord, you are unable to bear any fruits that can please the Lord Jesus Christ, that can please God, or that can bring glory unto him, even if you are called. Especially if you are called. Israel is a classic example of many instances where God had to show them that I love you and I chose you to show the world, teach the world of my power and love for people, but you are being rebellious and now you're walking outside my will. So I'm going back to Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar, God sent him to go and abase or humble Israel. And it was a painful position. This is why I'm saying it's a painful position to be abased by God or to be humbled by God. They were removed from their own homes. Their own homes were burned. The whole nation was, the walls of their pride, Israel, Jerusalem was burned. And the house of the Lord, what was their pride, and many, many other things. But they lost everything. And they went and lived in a foreign land where they knew that they hated serving other gods. But they had to be there. And so Prophet Jeremiah told them, and Prophet Jeremiah reminded them over and over. He was treated like a nobody, loud noise. And so he came, and Nebuchadnezzar said, your God has given you into my hands. And that's a fact, because God somewhere says, Nebuchadnezzar, my servant, will. And he was speaking through Jeremiah that will abase you. And he did take over. But the pain was too great. But he himself, because anyway he was in a pagan land, never knew God. He thought it was his own strength, his own army. He was a king of the world and could not acknowledge God. And before he could acknowledge God, God abased him, because in the letter he writes to the whole earth, he tells the people how prideful he was, and but God abased him. God humbled him, and he lived like an animal. But in the end, he came to his senses, and God gave him grace to acknowledge God. And that's one man who's blessed. That is a chapter for its own time, because he told and wrote to the whole world, said, anybody who says anything against this God shall become mincemeat. I've not had any minister who does that. I've not seen it. I saw it with David. He says, how dare you, speaking to Goliath, and dishonor the armies of the Lord, and he shall be mincemeat. And I'm paraphrasing this, but he is standing up for the walls of the Lord. Are you standing up for the word and what the word says and fighting the battles of the Lord? Or are we saying, there's a saying people like to say, keep your peace, keep quiet, and don't talk about this, don't get involved. No, the Bible says, unto those who've been given much, much shall be expected. And the Bible, in the book of Ezekiel, the Lord says, if I say, or you know that somebody, there's blood on the hands of somebody or head, and you do not warn them, their blood is going to be upon your own head. It's a serious thing. And this was spoken and declared. It's very important that we know that we have to take risks and speak about the things that people do not want to. I'm encouraging you. There are some people who are doing that. I've seen some people do it. It's very important that you do it. The Lord Jesus did it. I don't see us church doing that, but he would deliver somebody, even in healing, especially in healing. And then he would always tell them, don't go and sin again or something worse will happen to you. You know what? The truth sets free. Just say it because it's in the word and God will take care of it. But make people understand, even in the church, tell them, don't go and repeat the same mistakes or else something worse will happen to you. And then to the Pharisees, you told them, you said you will die in your sins. And what were they doing? They were carnal. They were still teaching. They didn't leave the office of church, as we would call it today. But he said, you're doing it the way of, and you're pleasing people. And God doesn't work that way. So what am I saying? I'm encouraging you. Stand by the word of God. John chapter 12:48. The word that I'm speaking to you shall judge you in the end. For the word of God is life, it is spirit. The word of God is God. And remember, God is consuming fire. In Jeremiah it says, the word of God, this word is like fire. It's like a hammer that crushes rocks. In other words, there can be no resistance to it. Stick to Rhema word. And how do you get Rhema word? Even if you know and you see what God is showing you, ask him, God, what would you want me to do now? The Lord Jesus would say, I only do what my Father do. I only do as my Father do. Can we imitate our Lord Jesus so that we can bring glory to him? Glory he receives as we do as he used to do. And that's the great commandment. He says, teach them what I taught you. Teach them what I taught you. Nothing that's outside that which I taught you. We're talking about the word. Now, there's a reprobate mind. Reprobate mind was a mind that is not, even if you are a believer, walking according to God's ways. And that is in literally the book of Romans chapter 1. And we're going to go through that scripture. We're going to read that word as we go on. Reprobate mind is a mind that is destroyed. It cannot see truth. It cannot perceive truth. It's polluted. And the sad part of a reprobate mind, it continues to practice. It believes that it's doing right. It believes that it's still bringing glory unto the Lord. But it is not, and it does not see it. And so we are told not to have reprobate minds, because a reprobate mind cannot please God. In fact, it's self-destruction. When we read in the book of Romans chapter 3, we will realize that God was angry at the people's behavior, their evil and their wickedness, and he gave them unto a reprobate mind, a mind that is greatly delusioned. Delusions of God are terrible. Delusions of God, no one can deliver you out of them. No one can deliver a person out of delusions of the Lord. It's a painful place to be at. I always say, if something is done by God, no one can deliver you. It doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter how well they're able to pray. It doesn't matter if they were anointed by God. After all, King Saul was also anointed by God himself. And Micah says, Micah chapter 2, if a man, this is verse 11, if a man walking in the spirit and falsehood do lie, saying, I prophesy unto thee of wine and of a strong drink, he shall even be the prophet of this people. I will surely gather the remnant. I will put them together as a sheep of Bozrah in the flock. And where am I coming from? He's talking about, he says, he'll be a prophet. In other words, he'll be a prophet of falsehood, a prophet of lies. And we're living during those times. People who were really chosen by God, but because of choosing to please men, because of choosing the programs, we find ourselves and some of the peoples having lost truth. And they don't even see it. They're still practicing. And deception is the main thing that is destroying their own works. And God says, do not do that. That is why we need to know that every step we only do what the Lord says we must do. The Holy Spirit leads and guides us all the time, and His presence is tangible. You got to know that He's with us. You got to know that He's with you, even if you don't feel it. But your spirit has to agree that the Lord Jesus is with me. This is a very wonderful subject that we're having of the Word of God. We're reviving the roots. We need to keep the roots well watered. And until the next time, this is Radio Pulpit on 657 AM, your daily companion in a search for meaning. You have found it. I'm Esther Sepati.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Did you know you can order your favorite Radio Pulpit programs on CD so that you can listen to them whenever you like? Contact our friendly client services department now to place your order. You will find them on 012-334-1200, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.